Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministry. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the Word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
God bless you, beloved. I am Apostle Taylor, and it is a blessing, beloved, to be with you once again today. We're thanking and praising God for his loving kindness and his tender mercies. Beloved, we just love the Lord, and we thank him for allowing us to be on the air one more time. We're getting ready to go into prayer. Praise the Lord. We thank God for prayer. We thank God for allowing us just to see another day. Praise God, because truly this is the day that the Lord has made. And beloved, we're going to rejoice and be glad in him. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Now, you're more than welcome to call in if you have a prayer request that you would like to share with us. The number to call in is 718-664-9578. Please feel free, beloved, to call in and share your prayer request. Or you can always drop us an email. You may do that at Apostle Deborah at setfreeoutreachministries.org if you would like to email us your prayer request. Praise God. Set Free Live is brought to you again by Set Free Outreach Ministries, and we thank God for what God is doing for this work. Praise God. God is a good God, and he is so worthy, again, to be praised. Praise the Lord. Let's prepare to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this hour. We thank you for this opportunity. And Father God, as we come to you with gratitude. We come to you with praise. We come to you with honoring you, glorifying you, Father, for who you are. And Lord God, we choose to put on the armor of God that you provided for us. Father God, we trust you for protection against all the spiritual forces of the enemy, against spiritual wickedness, principalities in heavenly places. Father God, we confidently stand firm with the belt of truth, Father God, that you told us to put around our waist. Lord God, we ask that you give us discernment to recognize the enemy, to recognize his deceiving ways. Lord God, that we believe and live and speak only your truth. Father God, we thank you for the breastplate of righteousness, Father God, that you've given to us, righteousness that you've given through faith in Jesus because of him dying on the cross for us. So, God, we call upon you, Father God, to be our protection. We know, God, that the enemy must retreat from before the righteousness of God. When we submit to you, Father God, then we can resist the enemy, and he will flee. Lord God, we thank you for the sandals of peace. Not only do we need your peace to touch our emotions, but every part of our lives. God, we remember that you've not given us the spirit of fear. You have given us power, love, and a sound mind. Lord God, we thank you for the shield of faith, because the shield of faith will quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. Lord God, we ask, God, that if any arrows would touch us, Father God, we know that they would be refining fires, God, that would just come, God, to refine us. And Lord God, at times you allow things to hit us to refine, to bring us closer to you. So we pray for strength today. We pray, God, that we would keep our eyes upon you and our focus on you, Father. We recognize, God, that our mind can be a target of the enemy. So cover our mind with the helmet of salvation. Father God, we thank you, God, for the covering. We thank you, God, that we will think your thoughts, feel your love and compassion. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you would give us discernment amen, to lead us and guide us, God, into all things, Father, all truth, according to your word, Father God. Lord God, we thank you for the shield of faith. We thank you, God, for the sandals of peace. Again, Father God, going back through this, Father God, for the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, and the armor. Father God, we thank you right now for the sword of the Spirit. It is the word of God, the word that takes precedence, the word that will carry us, the word that will keep us. Father, we choose to believe it. We choose to live in the truth of the word, Father God. So, God, we ask that you take it down in our heart, that, God, we would be able to bring that word up, God, when we need it, Father God, according to the Holy Ghost and according to your Spirit, Father God. Lord God, so that word that will go in, God, it goes in, God. And God, it's alive, it's quick, and it is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And it will push back the enemy. It will defeat him. Your word is alive. Your word, God, causes us, Father, to triumph, Father. So we thank you for the victory that's in your word. Father, we thank you for prayer. We thank you, God, that we can pray at all times, God, at all seasons, Father God, all occasions, we can pray. We can intercede, Father God, in the Spirit. So give us to pray with intensity, sincerity, and truth. And we thank you, Father. We give you praise and we give you honor. Father God, we give you glory. We magnify your wonderful name. We're thanking you, Father God, just for being God all by yourself. We thank you, God, that you watch over your word to perform it, Father God. We thank you today, that God, that when your word goes out, it will not come back void, but it will accomplish that it is sent forth to do. So, Father God, we choose to stand upon your word. Your word is right. Your word is pure. Your word is holy. Your word is just. Your word is righteous. Father, we thank you for your word today. We ask for strength. We ask that you strengthen your people everywhere, Father God. You see and you know what your people are going through. You, Father God, and we thank you, God, that you're on time. You're never busy. You're never late. That when we call on you, Father, you are right there. And we thank you for that. Oh, Father God, we want you, oh, God, to continue to strengthen, Father God, those that may need to be healed. Father, we want you to heal. We want you to bring deliverance, Father God, to those, Father God, that are battling issues, Father God. You see and you know all things, Father God. So we're asking you right now to come alongside and help, Father God. Minister as only you can in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you today, oh God, even for warfare. We thank you, God, that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So we're asking you, Father, to pull down the strongholds, God, in our lives. Pull them down, Father. Pull them down in the name of Jesus. Oh God, keep us sharp in the Spirit. Keep us sharp in your word, Father God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we're thanking you. We're giving you praise, Father God, for all that you're doing, Father God, because you, God, are God all by yourself. Go throughout the land today, Father God, and minister, Father God. Save souls, God. Oh God, deliver, bring back the backslider, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you, Father God, for all that you are. Father God, you are a magnificent God. Hallelujah. You are a loving God. You are a kind God. You're an on-time God. And we thank you, God, even for provision. We thank you for providing for your people because, God, you said in your word that you will supply all of our need according to your riches and glory. So we thank you for that. Father God, we love you. We appreciate you. There is none like you on today. We love you, Father God. Oh God, go throughout the land. Go throughout the land and minister. Father, this nation needs revival. We need revival in our souls, in our heart. Father God, in our churches, in our ministries. Father God, we need revival. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have your way, Father God. Continue to have your way in the name of Jesus. We love you and we appreciate you now. Oh God, those that may be sick today, Father God, we're asking you, dear Lord, to heal. Father God, you send your word and it will heal, it will set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. So we're asking you, Father God, to heal, oh God, those that are bound with cancer. Father God, we know that there's a spirit. Father God, they may be struggling with rejection, struggling with self-rejection, emotional issues, Father God. But God, I'm asking that you break down the middle wall of petition in the name of Jesus. Father God, take authority over every spirit that's plaguing the people of God. Father God, even high blood pressure, low blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, Father God, heart problems today, kidney issues today, lupus today, Alzheimer's. We come against every spirit that would keep the people bound because of sin, because of emotional issues, because of self-rejection, perceived rejection. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we're thanking you, God, for your healing touch, your healing virtue. We give you praise, Father God. Oh, God, we give you glory and honor. And, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you've given us to you've given us to bind demonic ruler spirits and spiritual wickedness in high places with chains and fetters of iron. We thank you, Lord, that in the name of Jesus, for the privilege to execute the judgments written upon the powers of darkness by the authority that we have in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the access which we have to your throne through the blood of Jesus. And by that same blood in our testimony, we overcome the enemy. Father, we are affronted by demonic strongholds which have come up before our faces in the land which you've given to us. Execute your vengeance and punishments upon all unclean spirits that harass your people. Lord, let the high praises of God dwell in both our mouth and within our heart with exceeding great joy. Give us the ability to open our mouth with praise that flow forth from our heart to yours, Father. Lord, you are our God, and we long to see your power and your glory manifested in the earth as we've seen it in your word. Manifest your great strength and cause our enemies to take flight in the name of Jesus. Lord, set siege against stubborn spirits of hell that afflict us in our emotions, bodies, and within our minds. Lord, set a siege against the gates of darkness and battering rams to the walls of the forces of satanic power. Set our battlements and fortify us in your word of righteousness and holiness. Arm us with your life, which we have by the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Lord God, set batteries against our enemies, even now, against the enemies of God and man. Father, loose the angels on our behalf, angelic spirits who are ministers made of flaming fire, sent forth to minister, O God, to the heirs of salvation and everlasting life through the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for warfare. We thank you, God, that you've given us to war. You've given your people to endure as good soldiers, Father, not being entangled with the cares of this life and with the pressures of life, but Father, knowing who we are and whose we are in you, hallelujah, that we are the righteousness of God in Christ, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rise up, God, you will condemn in the judgment. Father, we thank you today. We thank you, God, that we're setting a standard of holiness. Help us to walk holy. Help us to live holy. Help us to walk in righteousness. Help us to walk in love. Help us to walk in peace. Oh, God, help us to walk in meekness and faith and temperance and self-control, because, God, these are the fruit of the Spirit, and we're to bring forth and bear much fruit, and that our fruit will remain when we walk in you and abide in you. Help us to be the men of God, the women of God that you're calling for in this hour. We thank you for leaders. We thank you for apostolic ministry. We thank you for fivefold ministry. We thank you, Father God, that your word is going throughout the land. Handabusha. God, we love you today. Oh, we appreciate you now, Father, because there is none like you. Father, keep your people encouraged and lifted up. Those that may be down today, that may be sad in their spirit, Father God, lift them up. Remove the spirit of heaviness, and God, give joy. Oh, my God, praise. Help us to praise you, oh, God, because your word, Father God, is alive, and it is moving. Hallelujah. It is quick, and it is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, and it goes through. Out. Oh, by Shikan, double Sataya. Hallelujah. It goes throughout. Oh, my God. Even in our lives, Father God. and it will pierce or go down into the marrow of the bone. We thank you for your word today. We thank you, Father God, for every apostolic ministry, Father God, that's preaching the word, that's bringing deliverance to your people, oh God, that's proclaiming healing, Father God, laying hands on the sick, and signs and wonders are following because of the word. We thank you for the prophetic word, Father God, that's going forth. Father, strengthen the prophets, strengthen the apostles, strengthen them, oh God. Strengthen every evangelist and every pastor and teacher, God, every fivefold ministry worker, Father God, that's going forth today. Father God, we want you to strengthen right now. We're thanking you, God, for your word. Keep us linked in prayer. Don't let the prayer walls go down. Keep us interceding and up on the wall, Father God, as Nehemiah was up on the wall building, Father God. He was doing a great work. So we bind even the spirits of Sanballat and Tobiah in the name of Jesus. We come against every Ahab spirit, every spirit of Balaam, every spirit of Korah and Cain. We come against, Father God, watcher spirits today, scanner spirits, Father. We come against peeping spirits, muttering spirits. We come against witchcraft spirits, warlock spirits in the name of Jesus. We bind the evil forces of the enemy, and we loose the untapped power of the Holy Ghost, the manifested presence of the Holy Ghost to go and do the work that need to be done in our regions, in our cities, in our states, Father God. We come against, God, even the spirits of suicide, Father God, the murdering spirits, the violent spirits, immoral spirits, lust spirits, lascivious spirits, wicked spirits, in the name of Jesus, fornicating spirits, homosexual spirits, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Father God, all type of immorality, oh God, pornography, pedophilia, we come against those spirits in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask for deliverance, God, to go throughout the land. Father God, that you would touch, oh God, this nation. Father God, you see the agendas that have been set up. Father God, that evil will come against the people of God. Oh God, but give your people boldness to stand, to preach the uncompromised gospel in love. Father God, but with their faces as a flint to obey you. So Father God, strengthen your men service, your maid service, your handmaids in the name of Jesus. We love you and we appreciate you, Father, for all that you are doing, because you are God all by yourself, and there is nothing too hard, too difficult for you to do. So God, we choose to trust you. We choose to rely on you. We choose to depend on you, because you are our hope. You are our help. Oh Father, we thank you today. Father God, continue to watch over your word, Father God. Oh God, meet the needs of your people right now, those that are right now going through great trial and hard times. Father God, you step in on the scene. Father God, you do what needs to be done in the name of Jesus. We love you and we appreciate you, Father, because we know that there is none like you on today. Those that may be lost don't know you, Father God, but Father God, we're asking, Father God, that conviction would fall even on those, Father God, that are backslidden in heart, backslidden in mind, cold in spirit. Father God, that you would douse them with your love. Father God, that your people, Father God, as your people, that we will walk in the love of God, that we will have brotherly love one for another, brotherly kindness one for another, that, Father, there will be no striking. Father God, that we will not strike, but, Father God, that we would reach out and we would love. Father God, walk in the love of God. Oh, Father, we thank you now. You go forth and do the work today that needs to be done according to your word, because God, we're sending forth your word. Father God, your word will not come back void. It will accomplish that it is sent forth to do. So we thank you for your word. Father God, you be Lord today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. Father, we will never cease to give you praise, to give you honor, and to give you glory. Father, be Lord. Oh God, I just feel that in my spirit. You be Lord, Father. You be Lord. You get the glory and you get the honor in the name of Jesus. We thank you now. Hallelujah. And we will never cease to praise you or honor you in the name of Jesus. We call it done right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, we want you to be encouraged today. We want you to know that God does love you and he cares. And I want to share a word that the Lord gave us a little while ago. I just feel led to give you this word today. fight the good fight of faith, and lay hold on eternal life. Rise, my people, and fight. You must learn to war in the spirit. I will give you strength to endure your race. Know that as you fight, I will give you spiritual insight according to my word, to declare and decree my word. For my word is a weapon that will go forth and pierce the darkness and pull down strongholds. Stay in my word and continue to seek my face. Stay close to me, for I will protect you by my blood, says the Lord. There is power in the blood. There is protection in the blood. Walk in me and trust me, says the Lord. God wants you to know that you can fight and you can win, but you must walk in the spirit. Stay in the spirit. Don't get in the flesh. Don't allow flesh to overpower you, but make up your mind and be determined that you're going to walk in the spirit of the Lord. Praise the Lord, because God is, amen, your hope. He is your help. Praise the Lord. Stay encouraged and know that God loves you. Know that he cares and know that he has your best interest at heart. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you even for your word, Father. Hallelujah. We praise you today for all that you are doing. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. You have been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. The purpose of this ministry is to encourage and to teach and to preach. Amen. The uncompromised gospel. And to pray. This is a prayer ministry as well. Deliverance work. Praise God ministry. Praise the Lord. Just to impart into the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. And to push people in advance. To advance in the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for what God is doing. If you'd like more information about our ministry, you may visit our website, www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. Praise the Lord. All our information is there. Praise God. We will be having services this evening, a powerful deliverance service tonight at 6 p.m. If you're in the Colorado area, Colorado region, we're located in Pueblo, Colorado. You can go to our website. Praise the Lord. Our address is there. All of our information is there. We thank the Lord for you today. Thank God that you've joined us. We pray that you will join us again on our next broadcast when we will share in prayer. Praise the Lord. Amen. Word of the Lord, if the Lord should give it to us to share, praise God. But we thank God for this opportunity. We pray your strength today. We pray that you will stay encouraged and keep your eyes on the Lord, knowing that he loves you and he cares. Beloved, remember, he has your best interest at heart because he's working all things out for you because he loves you and he cares.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at setfreeoutreachministries@hotmail.com. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado 81. 1-800-273-8004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because He loves you and He cares.